And there's one more summit to talk about. Of course, the one in Singapore on Tuesday. That's when President Trump plans to meet with the young North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. The two men are scheduled to hold talks at the swanky Capella Hotel on Singapore's Sentosa Island. That's a resort just off the mainland with a water park, a Universal Studios theme park, and a casino. So now that the venue is settled, let's hear about what surely must be the mounting excitement in Singapore about this historic summit.
You know, it does seem like having the U.S. president and the North Korean leader in town would generate some sort of excitement, but it's not what I found.
That's reporter Tess Vigeland. She traveled to Singapore to talk with people there about next week's big event.
A lot of people said that they just didn't pay much attention to international news. You know, this is a country that has had one political party for the last 50-plus years. It's very stable, and this kind of thing just isn't on their radar. Well, actually, no, let me correct that. There is one aspect of all of this that is on their radar. 40-year-old Jackie was sitting outside the international coffee chain Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, and she rolled her eyes at my mention of the summit.
Well, one thing I think about is, oh, no, now the security is going to be tight, so they're going to close off roads. I can't reach places anymore. We need to detour. That's all inconvenience.
Yeah, so traffic. Everybody's worried about how they are going to get home after work on Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. So any thoughts, Tess, on why Singapore was chosen for this big event and what it means to the country?
Yeah, Marco, you know, there is some national pride going on, especially since this isn't the first time Singapore has played host to an historic international meetup. It's got a reputation as very much an honest broker. And 33-year-old Singaporean Philip, who was also having a smoke at Raffles Place, he expressed some pride in that.
Singapore is a country that is safe, that is good at mediation, that is neutral, that's objective. So I think that this puts Singapore in a good spotlight.
Now, I also spoke with Dawn Wei Tan. She's the deputy foreign editor at the Straits Times. And you know, she said that the subject matter of the talks really wasn't of high relevance to people there.
I think people kind of watch it as like a show. You know, it's like a reality TV show that they consume on social media or on TV.
They're really much more focused on what's happening around Southeast Asia than what's going on the Korean Peninsula.
Well, it sounds like a lot of people will just be going about business as usual, except for that traffic.
Yeah, but let's not think that they don't have a sense of humor about it all. Here's a small piece of cultural iconography that someone pointed me to. It's a parody of a well-known national song called Count on Me, Singapore. Now, here's a sample of the original. Again, this is very well-known to Singaporeans.
Count on me, Singapore. Count on me, Singapore.
And here's the 2018 version. This is an ode to the summit by one of Singapore's local comedians, Alvin Oon. Now, the lyrics here talk about the traffic, about the tension that might be in the air during the summit, and how Trump and Kim should try some fish curry, all leading up to the grand chorus.
Trump and Kim in Singapore. Trump and Kim in Singapore.
Wow. I want to know what rhymes with fish curry.
I'll get that to you. So this is Trump and Kim in Singapore by Alvin Oon. And again, one of the very, very few signs that Singaporeans even know they're coming.
Tess Vigeland, reporting from Singapore. Thanks very much for your time, Tess.
My pleasure, Marco.